The Housatonic River is going to be cleaned up faster than expected. That's the word from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which announced Monday it's reached a settlement with General Electric, Massachusetts cities and towns along the river, and some environmental groups. But, as New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, getting the deal wasn't easy, and not everyone backs it.
The announcement was made in Lenox, next to Woods Pond, which is loaded with sediment containing PCBs. The former GE plant upstream in Pittsfield released the toxin into the environment up until the late 1970s. But before the officials talked about the agreement, protesters spoke out, including Claire Leahy from Lee, who criticized the mediation that led to the agreement. It was closed to the public.
In secret, coming to this discussion, is this American? Is this American?
The mediation, held behind closed doors, lasted more than 18 months. A tough process, says Pat Carlino, a member of Lee's select board for 22 years.
I have to admit, this was the hardest thing I've ever been through.
She says when she first joined representatives from the other towns in the mediation, she vowed to chain herself to a fence to stop a dump.
When the five-town committee, known as the Rest of River Municipal Committee, was formed, it was for one reason: to eliminate the threat of another PCB landfill in Berkshire County.
But now she says the agreement, which does include a local dump, is the best thing for her town. GE will give the five towns along the river a total of $55 million. Pittsfield will get $8 million. The settlement requires GE to truck the most toxic of the waste to a regulated facility out of state and to build what the EPA calls a state-of-the-art disposal site on a former gravel pit near the Lee-Lenox line. Brian Olson of the EPA says there are safeguards in place to make sure what's put there is not highly toxic.
We're basically building a TSCA landfill, a Toxic Substances Control Act landfill, even though the material that's going in there doesn't meet that standard. It's lower than that standard.
The agreement also calls for removing more sediment containing PCBs than the EPA originally proposed. And GE's Roger Martella says the cleanup will begin sooner.
I'm sincere on that. We're going to start this design immediately. This is a far better alternative to more years of protracted litigation, which would delay the cleanup and extend the uncertainty.
GE, which has to pay for the cleanup, had objected to EPA's earlier plans that called for all PCB waste to be shipped out of state. Channing Gibson, who represented Lenox in the talks, says each of the five select boards in Lenox, Lee, Great Barrington, Sheffield, and Stockbridge voted unanimously to support the agreement. He says it avoids the risks of GE's original proposal to put three dumps in Berkshire County.
At long last, we can turn our faces, not our backs, to this beautiful winding river that connects us all.
But others who also love the river could not go along with the deal. Pittsfield resident Dave Gibbs, who helped represent the Housatonic River Initiative in the mediation, says his group agreed with a lot of the settlement, but not disposing more toxic waste in the Berkshires. The county is already home to two PCB dumps.
My mission is to get rid of it. And while we would have liked to sign it, we can't go along with the toxic dumps, period.
The EPA is holding informational sessions about the agreement in the Berkshires this month and next, and it will open a public comment period. The agency says it hopes to finalize the cleanup plan before the end of this year. For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen.